All right, we're back at 9:08 the morning after. It's good to have you with us. If you're just tuning in, you missed the first hour of the show, that's okay. We'll have podcasts on the Q1055.com website. It's Eric, good neighbor Demetrius, Philip Taylor, and we'll welcome in Jen Wakefield now. Hi, Jen.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
You can move it.
I don't
want to
touch it.
Yeah. It doesn't come out and bite you, I promise.
It's moving.
It's moving.
So.
First time with a microphone, maybe?
Oh, my God. I just can't. Just give it a pat.
You've
got to
get
works.
Close to it.
Yeah, you got to get. It's not on.
While.
There we go.
My bad. All right. She's touching it and it's on.
There's no tutorial provided.
There's not. You just.
There never is.
You sit, get you real close, get and open it. Your mouth.
And my dad's listening.
Oh, he knows.
Right.
He's giving instructions.
How old are you?
I am 31 next month.
And you have a daughter. He knows.
Damn.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dad.
It was Mary, and then there was like, Jen, and that was it. So Philip invited you to come in because this is an event, correct?
Yes.
What's going on?
On the 27th, we're doing this kind of unique class at Levis Rave Theater space. Basically, we're exposing all those awful teenagers. Just kidding. Basically, we're teaching parents how to keep tabs. Mm-hmm. With technology and all those new Christmas gadgets, you know, warning signs that they're doing something shady, or even just internet predators could be contacting them, how to keep them safe. But
call it what it is. Teaching parents how to be better snoops.
Right. You know,
yeah.
are they clearing the browser history? Do they have those fake apps that are like hiding things? Mm-hmm. Do they know about, you know, Snapchat and the actual dangers of it? Because let's face it, like 8-year-olds have better iPhones than me. So
isn't it like difficult though? Because literally the kids, how you're gauged in life and society, like in high school right now, is what are you on social media? Like what are you doing? What's your presence? Like how many likes do you have? Like that's a thing.
It's like that Black Mirror episode Nosedive.
Yeah.
Where, so like your life is based upon
you can't get a house unless you have this many people who follow you.
It's crazy.
It is.
And it's like your value is determined in the eyes of young people. I mean, we were like playing cops and robbers in the neighborhood and coming in when the lights turned on, but these day kids are like Facebook living their contour videos. And
so like how are you going to explain it like to parents that, like how are you going to explain to them like this is their value?
It's not their value.
But that's what it is.
No, it's not.
We understand that, Demetrius. We fully understand that.
Like you don't explain that to a parent. You don't go, hey, his internet presence is his value. You don't say that to them. You know what that says to them? You're a failure as a parent.
No.
Wait, let's be honest. Some of them are.
Okay.
That's why Jen is there to help.
That's true.
So we're talking about that. We're talking about cyberbullying and responsibilities of parents with my new position with a coalition. I'll be speaking in the community about that topic. And also, it is Human Trafficking Awareness Month, so I'm also going to talk about my experiences in the anti-trafficking movement and even, you know, there's a social experiment video, and I can share the link with you guys about how kids who you would never think, my kid would never do that, are willing to let some guy in a white van pick him up and take him to hang out with a kid they met online. And it you wouldn't believe it, but it's every day these things are happening.
That's why you got to roll up on them as a parent, just in a rented van. Just
that's
see,
what they did
like,
in the video.
Like this,
yeah.
Why'd you get into this car?
That's
I didn't know it was you, Dad.
Like we were told not to take candy, but these days I don't know how kids can turn down a taco.
Right.
I mean, that's what I do.
First of all, tacos are life.
Right.
So I'm just saying.
Dude, you walk up with a walking taco, I may just follow you.
Right. I'm more of a enchilada kind of person, but I'm with you.
You're like 20 years too old for the age that these dudes are looking for girls, though.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, but when I was in the Navy, actually, I helped bait people on Backpage in Virginia Beach with FBI to catch creeps trying to almost legal girls, we would promote ourselves as that word almost, so they know what they're doing.
Right.
Negotiate a price, they show up, we arrest them, and we help these girls get out of that industry in Virginia Beach when I lived there. So it's crazy, but it's gonna be a really cool event.
D, Connor's living with his mom now in another part of the
Maryland.
Country in Maryland. Is there anything that you worry about that she's not watching for that you think you are with Connor and his phone?
No. what I do, you might as well magnify her tenfold.
Why, do you have like apps on his phone watching him? And
that
and
boy
her?
Doesn't have a phone. He's got a telegraph.
I thought he did.
He has an iPad, doesn't he?
No.
I thought he got a phone when he left.
Yeah, well, that, first of all, okay, here's the thing. I know people are like, you know, you got to watch your kid and how they perform on the internet and things like that. But also be very aware when you have bank accounts linked to iTunes, you know, like here's like honestly,
okay,
like your kid can spend a ton of money mm-hmm. without you even knowing it until you get the statement back and you're like, well, how'd you spend $300 on a game that's an app on my phone? Like he literally blew like, I want to say $160 on in-app purchases on his mom's phone. Okay, now I asked him, I sat him down and I said, bro, what happened? And he looked me dead in the face and he said to me, things just got out of hand, Dad.
I needed to level up.
Yeah, exactly. He was like, you know, I was getting this and this, and he goes, things just got out of hand. And I went, well,
unacceptable.
How can I now defend you and your right to have a phone when you just blew through all that money that's not even yours?
Jen, yeah. I have a question. Obviously, like for those in-app purchases and things like that, there's got to be a setting on your phone where you can lock them all down, where you've got to put in your password in every time.
Fingerprint.
Is there an app that will also help out with that as well, that like locks down some of those things? So if you give your kid the phone?
I'm sure there are, but I know one of the sponsors for this event is Verizon, and I know they have like special permissions on their phones, mm-hmm. and they even have those really silly looking phones that look like a little monster, and there's like four buttons on it.
Yeah.
And some kid might feel like, hey, I'm not on that social hierarchy anymore because of this green monster phone, but it serves the purpose. So mm-hmm. I'm sure there are like specific apps of that. But for me, even when I use mine for iTunes specifically, I have to use my thumbprint or I have to put my password in. So, I'm sure you could set up those kind of mm-hmm. parameters too.
Yeah.
We should get Connor on Tinder.
Jesus. You know, it's just like, it's there.
Awful.
There are always ways, like Jen said, to like set those things up and put restrictions on phones. But kids are so smart, man. Like they will figure that out, and they figure out your passcodes and everything else.
Not having a phone.
Well, my 3.5-year-old knows how to unlock my iPhone and go straight to YouTube.
Listen, exactly.
Kids.
What are I see these articles that pop up every now and then, and I laugh at them. What are, do you know some of like the codes or the short terms for kids when they're trying to type something secretive and they're using like whatever?
I don't think they're secretive. I think they're throwing the eggplant emoji out there.
Oh, yeah.
That's old school.
You're like, oh, look, my kid loves vegetables.
Right. I think parents are too concerned because they want to be their kid's friend that they're not doing that random hand that phone over thing, you know, or they're not like, oh, you have only text messages from me and grandma. Like, I just don't, either they're lazy or actually they probably just don't want to start that conversation, or they just think their kid's a godsend and
my child would never do this.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like an avid watcher of Good Morning America, and they've done this plenty of times. They talk about like kids' phones, how parents should monitor it. And there are some people who say you should definitely do those random things. You just take their phone, you know all the passcode, check everything, look at it. And there are some who are saying you are basically setting up so that your child feels like you don't trust them, which then causes issues.
Look, no.
And it's fine.
You are a child. You are not trustworthy yet.
That's like having a 14-year-old and saying, you could bring somebody over the opposite sex, and you know what? You deserve some privacy. You lock that door.
You guys want some candles? You want some, I light some candles. You want soft music? I like soft music when I have friends over.
At some point, you have to decide, do you want to be their parent? Do you want to be their friend? My dad and I went round and round as a kid. Like, no, you're not going to the mall at 9 o'clock with your friends because the mall's about to close. What are you about to do? You're ruining my life. Mm-hmm. He still tells me to this day I said those things. But to this day, I wasn't the kid that was doing those things because I had a parent that kept close tabs. And now I'm grateful because I didn't have to go through some of those life experiences that were, you know, awful because you had too much of a leash.
I'm just saying, as a parent, one act of crazy a month. Just one, just for no reason. like walk up on your kid, just grab the phone and throw it against the wall and then walk out of the room and then go,
and
hey,
then go see Philip.
Yeah, and then be like, yeah, and then just give him another phone. And he's like, yeah, ah, sorry, you know, sometimes I just lose myself.
I giveth, I taketh away.
Yeah, just randomly.
You just stare them dead in the eye and take their favorite toy and you just open up the trash can and you just throw it as hard as you can.
You guys are horrible parents.
Set one Nike on fire. No, I only got one shoe. At least you got one.
Philip, we'll put your D-pics on other people's phones as a deterrent.
Don't do that.
Jen, when is the event again? The 27th at Levis?
It is the 27th. There's a Facebook event, of course. Online registration. It costs $10, but
it's worth it, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's 2 hours. We have former FBI agent, police officer there. We have a panel discussion. It really is tailored to what those people want to know.
And
there
like
is
as,
a presentation, but
as much as you like to think that you may have a grasp on like what your kid is or is not doing, like they are smart and there are ways to hide things. And if you want to get an upper hand, this is probably a good idea.
Well
yeah,
said.
Especially if you're not smart. You know. As a parent, when you're not a smart person and your kid's smarter than you.
What you should do is put up a Facebook post and ask your friends if they think you should go or not, or if you think you're smarter than your kid. The responses will let you know whether you need to go or not. Mm-hmm. And if you're listening to what I just said, don't even put the Facebook post up. Just go.
We'll see you on the 27th, and it is at 9:30 at the Rave Theater's Levis Commons.
Is there a name to find the Facebook event?
Cyber Safety Class.
Okay. 9:19. What do we have? Go look at cute puppies on the Q105 Facebook page. I would never suggest getting a puppy, but that's just my suggestion. More next.
Got a request?